Chapter 21.1 Section Summary.
Many American Indian tribes lived on the Great Plains. They used horses to follow and hunt buffalo herds. Indians used buffalo for food, shelter, and tools. These ways of life were interrupted as settlers began moving onto Indian land in the mid-1800s. During this period, the U.S. government negotiated treaties with many Indian nations. The first major agreement was the Fort Laramie Treaty, signed with Northern Plains tribes in Wyoming in 1851. Other treaties established reservations, areas of federal land set aside for Indians. Some Indian tribes refused to leave their traditional homelands and fought with the U.S. Army when it tried to force them to relocate. Many Cheyenne Indians who refused to stay on a reservation were killed by U.S. troops in the 1864 Sand Creek Massacre. Many pioneers and miners moved west along the Bozeman Trail from Wyoming to Montana. The Bozeman Trail passed through Sioux territory, which angered the local Indians. In 1866, Sioux leaders Red Cloud and Crazy Horse killed 82 cavalry troops in an ambush. 2 years later, they forced the U.S. Army to close the Bozeman Trail and abandon its forts along the trail. In 1867, the United States signed the Treaty of Medicine Lodge with many Southern Plains tribes. Most of these tribes agreed to live on reservations. In 1874, soldiers discovered gold on the Sioux Reservation. The U.S. government insisted that the Sioux sell their reservation land. But the Sioux refused to give up their land, and this led to fighting between the Sioux and the U.S. Army. At the Battle of the Little Bighorn, the Sioux badly defeated the U.S. Army. This battle was the last major victory for the Sioux. In the Southwest, the government ordered Navajo Indians to settle on a reservation. When the Navajo refused, the government forced them to walk 300 miles to the reservation. Hundreds of Navajo died during this journey, known as the Long Walk. During the 1870s and 1880s, the U.S. Army also tried to push the Apache and Nez Perce peoples onto reservations. Although Apache leader Geronimo and Nez Perce chief Joseph tried to resist the army, they were eventually forced to surrender. During this period, a religious movement known as the Ghost Dance began among Plains Indians. The leader of this movement, Wovoka, predicted the arrival of a paradise where the great buffalo herds would return and settlers would disappear. U.S. officials feared that the Ghost Dance would inspire the Sioux to rebel. In a confrontation, U.S. troops killed 150 Sioux at the massacre at Wounded Knee in South Dakota. Indians living on reservations often could not farm or hunt, and many starved. In 1887, Congress passed the Dawes General Allotment Act to divide reservation land among individual Indians. The Dawes Act did not grant Indians U.S. citizenship as promised, nor did it improve their lives.